this week on Video Death Loop. It's life, that's life. Sing a song of life. Plus, how many Matlocks are in there? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron. Can I tell you a little bit about my day today?
I'd love to hear about your day. I have not really talked to you much apart from us sort of commiserating on failing to get a Switch 2 pre-order through. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear what old John Hurst has been up to today.
Yeah. We did indeed fail at getting the Switch 2. Like we fought in the consumer wars, and we have fallen in battle. We will not be fondly remembered. We will be remembered as Switch 1 owners, but not Switch 2 owners. That's how it goes. But
it goes on your grave. What a terrible imagination that, like, it lists every, like, whenever you die, it lists every video game console you own is on your gravestone. And do you think it would say, would it just be like one column is video game console and the other column is did they get it at launch, or would it have the date that they acquired it?
Oh man, would it be chronological order or alphabetical order?
It's got to be chronological.
I think it's right? Got to be. Yeah, it has to.
Like, there's no world where it makes sense that, I don't know, like the Dreamcast comes before the Nintendo Entertainment System, yeah. Except for possibly in our hearts.
This is the only way we're going to get the marble industry, like, just really, like, marble and granite industry just really out there and growing, like, big ass, because people are just collect everything at this point. You just, like, put everything you collected on a large monolith of a tablet there.
But yes, tell me about your day. Tell me about your day. Yeah.
I did probably the most badass thing that I didn't realize I was doing.
Oh, really?
I went outside for a little bit, which is great start.
Badass, you know, already.
Pretty good. American badass right there. I'm just ready for outside, breathing in air in the outside.
No
but
way.
I got tired of that. I decided to go inside. Like as
fair.
Yeah. And
how long do you think you spent outside before you went inside?
This was like a short, like, in between. This was a work break, so I'm gonna say about maybe like 5-10 minutes on it.
Okay, and you got tired of the outside in like 5 minutes,
yeah,
right, man?
Yeah, I was like,
this fucking sucks. There's like no Switch 2s out here or anything.
No, I asked a flower. It's like, you guys got Switch 2? And like, they said, no, man, we don't have that. We're a plant. We're a bee. And
we're a bee. All animals and plants speak of themselves in the third person, by the way.
Yeah, that's how you know they're a plant or a person, like an animal, yeah. I met another animal on accident on the way inside, because I reached for the doorknob, mm-hmm. and the doorknob felt a little bit weird when I turned it and opened it up. And as I was going inside, I realized I had a wasp on my hand. I just like grabbed it and had it in between my middle and third finger.
Oh, holy shit. Finger. And a nightmare, like, a fucking nightmare immediately, yeah. Holding a wasp.
I'm holding a wasp. Cusping a wasp in my hand at this point. And I'm looking down and it's looking at me. And it's like, we're both like, what the fuck?
Right.
I kind of throw it outside and it just kind of like flies off. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're good. I just threw the wasp.
Wasp,
it was still alive. It's still alive. It was the equivalent of a kung fu master, like, you know, like grabbing the fly or a wasp out of the air. Except I just had no idea what I was doing. I was looking the other way. I was just like, "Huh, my hand feels a little bit like, that doesn't feel like a doorknob. That feels like a bump."
Wasp.
Yeah.
Ugh, God. Well, I'm glad you escaped unscathed from your wasp encounter.
Yeah.
I mean, physically anyway. I think mentally you're probably going to be thinking about that wasp a lot in the coming days.
It felt weird. It didn't like what's just like, you know, it's like the gentle like in between. And I was like, it's like, ah, that feels weird. I've never felt a wasp before. I'm not gonna lie.
Have you been stung by a wasp ever?
Have I been stung by a wasp? I've been stung by bees for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's a dedicated bee. A wasp will just sting you just for the fucking hell of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I'm surprised you escaped unstung from your encounter.
We used to have when I was in elementary school, we used to have a hornet's nest that was behind the basketball goal.
Mm-hmm.
And me being the dumbass that I was, decided that I wanted to go play basketball because USA Dream Team 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Hell yeah.
That's badass. That's not dumbass. Yeah. That's badass. You're still telling badass stories, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know any better. Also about the hornet's nest. I just kept throwing the ball, and I was like, why are all these buzzy things trying to fly around me and warn me, and then they go away, and then I would still just keep shooting the basketball. I didn't get stung. Also in this instance, but I did definitely play basketball out there for 30 minutes before my dad was like, hey, you should stop that. That's a hornet's nest. It's like, okay. He came out there and realized it's like, ah, shit.
That it is a thing that I have realized. I sort of have to be on guard against wasps at my house, and we are getting into that season where wasps are becoming a thing. But there was one wasp encounter I had, very similar, where we also have like a basketball goal at our house, and there's like this sort of like plastic piece of shielding where the goal comes out of the backboard. And this plastic piece of shielding is kind of, it's got an internal area, you know, it's just kind of hollow. And sometimes there will be wasp nests that get built in there, and I have to get rid of them if we don't want to get attacked by wasps. But I was also playing, but it's every time, you know, you shoot at the goal, because it's part of the goal, it would, you know, kind of shake the wasp nest. And I was shooting this basketball at the goal, and I'm sure I was hitting every fucking shot, right? I'm sure they were just swish.
MVP.
Right, yeah. You know, sometimes I'd bounce off the backboard just because I wanted to, right? Yeah. Like, it could have been a nothing but net situation, but I just wanted to bounce it off the backboard.
Yeah.
And this would make the wasp very upset. But the thing is, the wasp does not look at who threw the ball. The wasp assumes that the ball is its enemy. And so every time I would throw this ball and it would knock the wasp nest and make the wasp mad, wasp would come out and attack the basketball and then fly back up to the nest. I'm like, ha, idiots. I just kept playing basketball because they never attacked me. They only attacked the ball.
They don't know the vast conspiracy that is the basketball.
That is the basketball, right?
Yeah, you know, who is controlling that?
You wonder why humans are the apex predators on Earth, and it's because of basketballs, I'm pretty sure. Mm. We just threw a basketball. You know, you knock out a woolly mammoth with a basketball, then you eat it, and you mess with wasps. That's why they're so mad at us.
Yeah.
Generations of having basketball fuckery.
If there's anything I've learned from basketball related media, basketball can solve most problems, actually. Air Bud, mm-hmm. NBA Jam.
Is there a problem in Air Bud? I've never watched Air Bud, to be fair, apart from whatever. I'm sure we've watched some trailer or some Air Bud related thing on this show. Probably multiple Air Bud related things on this show.
Yeah.
But as far as like the entirety of Air Bud, I don't know. Is it literally just this dog is good at basketball or whatever, and there's no stakes? Or is it, oh no, they're going to tear down the community center unless Air Bud wins the championship?
Oh man, that would be, that would be the best and simultaneously shittiest movie. If it's just like, yeah, this dog plays basketball. Is there a plot? Nope. Just dunks.
We're just enjoying watching this dog dunk for a while. It's a real second screen experience. Air Bud. Just have it on in the background. If you happen to look up, you'll see Air Bud kind of dunking a basketball or something.
Yeah, like doing a layup, just like a dog layup, a doggy layup.
Yep. Yep.
Now, I think there was like it was like the school basketball team, and they wanted to win the championship, and they were bad until the dog could dunk a basketball, and they looked at the rule book and said there's no rule about this, dog can play basketball, and they're like, hell yeah, we're gonna win the championship.
So there's, you're right, there's no plot to Air Bud.
Yeah. Just the dog dunking. The okay. Show.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but just you know, it's those that era of 90. They made like 7 of them too. I remember, like, I think we're in that episode when we watched it on trailer. We found out like all the different Air Buds, and they have like multiple. There's like Air Buddies, like a bunch of puppies that are Air Buds. They populated.
Right. I mean, a dog like that, he's absolutely gonna pass on his DNA.
Yeah. No, you gotta share that with the world. Speaking of sharing with the world though, Aaron, I got a video to share with you, actually.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I know what it is. Do you know what it is, Aaron?
I don't, because I'm the co-host.
Correct. You got it in one, swish on the backboard, ball falls down, Hornets attack the ball, you pick it up and laugh.
Yeah.
I know what it is, and we're gonna watch it together in 3, 2. One.
All right, let's see what we're looking at. Okay, it's some sort of cartoon. It's
a
naked lady and man embrace. They fly up in the air. They turn into a ball, explode. Then a naked boy comes out of the... What the fuck is this, John?
This is a French I think it was actually Japanese animation, but it was a French program about teaching you about how life works. Once upon a time, life. It's a part of a series. Once upon a time, ..
I can't imagine that this is at all interesting. Is this... What is this the opening to Once Upon a Time Life?
Yeah.
Does it all happen inside this man? Because, okay, so just letting you know where the story of whatever this video is, there were some little dudes on a, like marshmallow mans on a leaf, and a guy, the guy that came out of the exploding people, inhaled them and they went inside their body.
Yeah, like white blood, like, you know, like oxygen coming into the body kind of thing.
Yes. And now there's kids in spaceships that are releasing moths, biological moths
in your body, right?
In your body. I'm not learning anything.
That's what's happening in everyone's bodies as they speak. Like, you embrace another human being. You morph into a ball. You become the sun. You make another human being. They breathe up the air. They breathe in the leaves, which have like weird like white cells that go into your body. They get like, and little humans come down in their spaceships, come look at it. It's like, I'll check it out. And the cop, the white blood cell cops say no. and make you go out. And then that just repeats again. That's the circle of life, Aaron.
It's hard to disagree with that, especially when presented in a French animation. Mm-hmm. But I also really don't like the idea of white blood cells being cops.
That's true.
I kind of wish that, could we have a different metaphor for a white blood cell that's not a cop, please?
That, I mean, like, the white blood cell is designed to protect the body from against like viruses and all that, like, right, as we learn in biology.
Can they be like Columbos instead? Like, instead, I mean, is Columbo technically a cop? Is he like a detective for a cop, like a cop organization, or is he like an independent detective, Columbo?
I would.
We're talking just about Columbo here,
right? I haven't watched a lot of Columbo. I'm going to say I know
I
about
either.
Columbo.
He's certainly memeable, you know, right now. But
I think he's got to be independent, right? He's got to be doing his own thing, and that just happened to be working together with the police.
Maybe he's a lawyer. Right? Is he like a Matlock lawyer, where he's like the lawyer and the detective in one?
Oh,
Okay. Hey, Matlock, let's forget it. We don't know shit about Columbo, so I don't feel comfortable saying that the white blood cells are Columbos, but I could easily talk about Matlock.
Okay.
We could, Matlock. Could our white, and he always wore a white suit though, didn't he?
He did.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I mean, they're not cops now. Mm. Now they're like a cool, like Southern lawyer.
Okay.
Wearing a white suit, and they're white, white blood cells. White blood cells are Matlock. Confirmed. Yeah. That's science. That's science.
They're in the body.
A new episode of whatever the fuck this show is. What's the name of it again?
It's called Once Upon a Time .. Life. And there's apparently different versions of it. So like there's like
what
life.
What do you mean there's different versions of it?
They do like they have like, you know, about animals and like something for like space and the Americas. They have like they do different segments.
Okay,
I was looking
so
at it
is
online.
Once Upon a Time the overarching media property. And this is Once Upon a Time Life is particularly about human life, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. And the weird things into your body, like that salt shaker and the letter H for some reason, apparently.
Are these little like heat miser guys? Are they viruses? I guess they're bacteria or viruses or something.
I guess so. Yeah, they totally are heat misers, aren't they?
Yeah, they look exactly like I wouldn't call him a villain, but one of the guys from or maybe more. Are they heat misers? Or are they frost? What's the frost version of heat miser?
It's cold miser. Like
it's probably cold
miser.
Cold miser. It might be cold miser.
Yeah. I think they're supposed to be like bad things entering the body, and that's what the Matlocks of your body are doing.
The body Matlocks are
they are making sure they get arrested and tried in court and die by a sentence of death in the human body court system. It's actually kind
of. Do you imagine that they're like in our world where Matlock is actually your white blood cell? Are there? Are there multiple Matlocks inside of your body, or is there like one incredibly efficient Matlock?
Ooh, I mean, I feel like there's different variations of Matlock that have to be because, like, you know, you got Matlock in the courtroom setting, right? But that's not all that Matlock does. Matlock goes out. He lives his own life. Alongside of it, he goes on adventures. He tries to uncover things.
He sure does go on adventures.
But there's different archetypes of Matlock at that point. So maybe, Aaron, maybe even though we don't know much about Columbo, maybe there is a Columbo that he works to get in the human body that they work together in some ways or like trade information.
So it's like a T-cell, the Columbo.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be able to speak more authoritatively, which isn't very much, but more authoritatively about our immune system than I am about Matlock or Columbo.
Right.
Especially Columbo. I watched more Matlock. Okay, I just realized something.
What'd you realize
about this video? I'd hate to get away from our Matlock is your white blood cell.
No. Go on. Tell me.
I definitely want to get back there.
We'll get
so
there.
In the opening, we are introduced to a female character. Mm-hmm. Living inside this man's body, like a miniature version in the spaceship. We talked about them already.
Yeah,
that drops like something that's helping him internally.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, our big man, not the internal small man that's living inside of his own body, flying a spaceship around, mm-hmm. but our big man has a special magic hug with a mostly naked lady that is the other person in the other spaceship.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's how the magic hug works, man. You go into like you meet a special someone, you go in your magic ship, you fly into another person's body, you check them out, you check out their Matlocks and Columbos and T cells and everything else, and then you go back out and you hug.
How does the guy go into his own fucking body though?
It is the same guy. What?
It's the same guy. The same guy had shrunk down and gone inside of his own body with his future magic hug partner And then they fly out of two holes, which I guess are his nose.
Yeah.
And then she takes off her shirt and comes and hugs him. And then they fly into the air and explode together.
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm going to be honest, Sean, this is really not what I wanted to see this season.
You like this is the hard truth that is life here. You like the magic hugs and the air and the cell. This is all part of our being, man.
I guess I appreciate maybe that they're taking some liberties. Like it's French. Like they're French, yeah. Right? They're French. Mm-hmm. They're doing things in a very artistic way. They're using metaphors. They're, you know, they're not taking everything super seriously.
Right.
But there's like, it feels like some things they're totally taking seriously. And some things are like, well, let's make our white blood cells like, you know, Matlock, so kids will get that there's Matlocks inside their body. And then we're like, oh yeah, but also when people reproduce, they fly into the air and turn into a ball together and explode. And it's like, you just have to know, it's like, you have to understand this, right? If I was a child watching this, mm-hmm. and my parents were like, listen, here's a show. It's about how life works or whatever. There are obvious metaphors. It's somewhat cartoony, but more or less, this is what we're dealing with.
Let's change that back. It's probably not your parents showing this. It's probably a substitute teacher in your first grade class, this because they need something on that. So you're watching it with a group of children at this point.
Okay, sure. We're watching this with a group of other children. They're like, listen, you guys don't know shit about shit. Here's a cartoon. It's hopefully going to help you understand what happens. During some part of the living process, like, what are these little dudes? What are the little marshmallow mans on the leaf that our big guy smells at the big? Like, what is that? Like, I get maybe that there's supposed
droplets of water, like water
droplets. Droplets.
Like he's snorting them. He's snorting them like a freaking drug, man.
Before we like zoom down and see these little fellas that he's sniffing. Yeah, they get cleaned in his nose, which I get that, right? Like the nose, it cleans whatever the fuck it cleans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's see if we can figure this out. I truly want to understand Once Upon a Time Life's opening theme.
What is tripping you up? What is tripping you up here? Like, I know, obviously, the guy entering his own body, that's a little bit...
That's very strange.
I can't explain that. I cannot explain that.
Okay, so internally, inside the body, right, these are, you know, living creature, or I won't say creatures, they're living cells inside of the body, and they're choosing to represent living cells as little people. Okay, that's fine. Right. Okay, yeah. Seen that before.
Like people, yeah.
Very understandable. I get what you're doing there. Not a problem. Okay, what begins to be the problem is when this guy here is sniffing, he's sniffing other little dudes off of a leaf, living dudes. Like they have a face, they have bodies and everything, they're alive or whatever. And he's sniffing them in, and I'm immediately like, okay, are these like mold spores? Are these like, what are these like little bacterias? I honestly don't know. But now that I've looked at it, I'm pretty confident actually that the little dudes are oxygen because they're coming out of a leaf. But that's
carbon dioxide into a leaf and like getting snorted. Oxygen
comes out. Yes, but they're fucking alive. Okay. They go into his nose. They're little fellas. They're getting cleaned by the nose. Get that. They go through this hole. When they come out of the hole, they're just little bubbles. Okay. Those are the same guys. These bubbles that these
little Fred Flintstone. Your nose is a shredder.
These little Fred Flintstone motherfuckers are dancing around. That's our little guys from the leaf.
Yeah. They get fucking decimated by the nose.
We're done with oxygen as a living creature at that point. Now the oxygen becomes inert, even though we've already been. I don't think it's the implication is that the nose shreds and kills the oxygen marshmallow mans. I think it's just we've gone one level deeper, and now we see the oxygen as these inert balls. Rather than little mans. And I think that's sort of what bothers me. And then the guy goes inside of his own fucking body in his little shrinky dink spaceship. Okay. That's fucked. And then his girlfriend or whatever goes in there with, I get that. Girlfriend shrink down, go inside his body all day long.
Just
not
a good time.
Problem, John.
Just a good time.
Not a problem with that. They got a little spaceship. They want to go fly around inside their friend's body. Have at it. You don't get to go inside your own body. I'm sorry, France. I'm sorry. I'm putting my foot down. The guillotine was justified because of this video.
I think the French made the guillotine. I think that they made that.
That's
for
what.
The
that's what. No,
French
no, no. no. I, again, I'm not. I'm just saying that I can't. This is. There's too many weird levels that just change. And even as an adult man, it's taken me like a fucking 20 minutes of watching this let's break apart. Let's break this down, this video.
Man, I did not realize this was going to really be uncomfortable on that.
I guess I'm not uncomfortable. I there's no internal consistency. None at all. There's no internal consistency.
The one other thing is like there's a matlock that's differently colored than the other matlocks. It's like I guess it's supposed to represent the leader.
He's the leader matlock. Yes,
but he looks like a human. He looks like the other humans. He just happens that like he has like a human face. Did he come down there before? And like, does he have his own spaceship? Also, does he just live there in the human body? Does the guy who's entering his own body with his girlfriend, does he know that that person is in there pointing out and like telling Matlocks where to go to kill, to take on and find criminals guilty?
I cannot parse this at all. I mean, it's so obvious on like when you first watch it, like, yes, not from an intellectual perspective, but just from a, I can follow this, but the second I start thinking about any of it, it just collapses. The artifice is obvious. I just can't look too, it's like one of those two dimensional Hollywood like towns, right?
Oh yeah.
You view it from one angle and it looks like a town, but then you get, you know, one degree off and then you realize it's just a piece of cardboard that looks like a town that you're standing in front of.
Yeah. Or when you have a really nice camera on a set and like, it, like you realize like, oh, it just looks like a set. Like it looks fake. Like everything, something is clearly wrong with the situation.
I guess if this was a purely fantastical cartoon, right? Like if this was the Smurfs, another noted cartoon from France around this time, I wouldn't have the first problem, okay? Because it's just a cartoon.
Okay.
But when you go to teach scientific concepts and you can't even explain to me why a man can fly into his own fucking body.
Maybe he has
you sort of lose a lot of, you lose a lot of authority.
Okay, so you're like from a narrative perspective. Yeah, I see what you mean on that. And there's no big reveal like, oh, they're like, there's actually a twin and all that. No, he came down from the sun. Like it was just him himself ready to snort some leaves on there and get that oxygen.
Yeah, he's, and also the oxygen makes like a flow inside presumably the rest of the oxygen. Because they're trying to let you know, like, stuff's coming off this leaf. Here's the oxygen coming off this leaf. But obviously, there's already oxygen everywhere. this is just more oxygen. But I get it. You've got to tell us that the oxygen's coming from the leaf. I get it, France. Okay, I don't not get it, France. Okay. I'm just upset, France. Okay. I'm upset with you.
Like, if the guy didn't, okay, let me rephrase it. If the guy didn't enter his own body in his own spaceship, which we'll put aside the question, like, where they got these miniaturization spaceships that they come in all sure. together. We're going to put that all the way to side. Maybe it came from the sun that they all came from at that point. Okay. But if he didn't go into his own body, would everything make much more sense? Or would you be okay with the narrative that's presented in front of you right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I think the fact he goes into his own body is it's the worst offender of all of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with these weird, like, robot moth guys that they release. I don't really have any problem with all the little Fred Flintstone guys. Okay. You combine him going into his own body, especially with the, like, metaphorical sex scenes that sort of open and close this animation, where they become a star that explodes and make a baby. I think you get rid of those two things. Okay. You get rid of those two things and we're much closer to this being acceptable. Right. I can accept the little dudes that, like, become just balls once they get through his nose. Like, I get it. You know, yeah. I get that. I get why you're doing that. I don't get why a man goes inside his own body. I just don't get it. I'm sorry.
All right. Would you, if you had the, like, someone came to you with a spaceship and be like, hey, look, I got a trip that you only have one shot at this. You can say yes or no to it, but I have a way to make it so you can go into your own body and look through it. And you can take a friend with you along that. Would you do that? Or would you just be like, no, get out of my house? I'm pretty sure for me, it'd be like, get out of my house. But
well, okay. Let's assume it's not a home intruder, right? Let's assume
he breaks in with promises of future glory, basically.
You're sitting in front of your television. You're playing your Switch 1 because you could not order a Switch 2. A guy literally jumps through your window, busts your window as he's jumping in, rolls, stands up, and cool gives world, you the offer way. Of giving you a spaceship that you can fly into your own body.
Well, he's not offering it to you. He's offering you, like, one ride in it. It's his spaceship. He's taking it back.
Okay, he's just like, what? No, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what's in there. Like, from a like, practical perspective, I suppose, you know, it might be useful to get in there and take a look at, you know, do I have an ulcer forming, or do I have any sort of diseases that are observable? You know, I could maybe skip my next colonoscopy if I flew up my own ass in the spaceship and just looked around self.
You bring your camera with you and just show your doctor later. It's like, hey, like, what does this look like to you?
A guy jumped through my window. Offered to fly into my own ass in a spaceship. I took him up on the offer. These are the photographs I got. Am I good? Or do I need another colonoscopy?
I think they would be like, it's like they would be questioned, but they would probably be like, it's like, yeah, oh no, that's definitely a colon. That's, I don't know where you got this footage, but it's healthy or unhealthy, depending on how it looks. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm thinking very practically, right? Like, you know, it's essentially, it's just a longer MRI is what this is, right? Right. It's like, hey, listen, we'll take about 6 hours. We'll go fly around and, you know, look in your guts and stuff. It's like, man, I just got other things to do. But I guess from, like, a fucked up perspective, I mean, I guess I would have to do it as just something interesting, right? I could not think of it as me performing my own medical procedure. Yeah.
yummy. Yeah, that would be I'm pretty sure if I took that same offer and went in, that would be like, all I would be like, ah, this is gross. All of this is gross. Get me out of here. Gross.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's your body and you can see it, it doesn't mean that you have like any more, I don't know, education or skills or ability to understand at all what you're looking at.
Right.
It's not going to look like this. It's not going to be little Matlocks running around.
No, it's going to be it's going to be frantic and everything's going to be busy. It doesn't care about what you are in there. And like, if I looked at it, it's like, I'd probably do like, wait, like, it's like, I was like, that thing looked contagious or something. And maybe I'd do something worse to myself on accident.
Right. Yeah. Again, you've got no ability to diagnose anything that you're seeing. For you, it's just a big, like you said, a big, weird, gross cave.
Yeah. Just a big,
would you like to get into a man's weird spaceship and fly around a gross cave? I mean, that's what he's at. And there's any goddamn light in there. You know, no. You're looking, these guys are flying around. It looks like, you know, you've got the sun everywhere they go, but I'm sorry. That's not what's in your inside of your body is dark and it's wet. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's it. That ain't for me, dog. They sorry, just gotta, no, the, get the fuck the guy, out of here with your the guy, spaceship.
The guy who lives in your body and has the white blood cells, he just brought a bunch of searchlights just because he knew one day you would want to enter your own body and check it out. And he just like, he wanted to make sure to set the mood, set the scene.
Mm-hmm. He got some of those like LED lights that he can change to different colors and whatnot. It's like, here, lit up your colon. Party. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I'm passing, Sean. I'm passing on it. Get out of my house, all right, man. All right, jump through a window. Also replace my window.
He totally will. He's got a spaceship. Like he's got the ability to do that. He also owns a Switch too. He's like he's a man of like many talents.
So. He owns a Switch too?
Yeah. He's like
this
he,
guy, that's how, man.
That's how he's got this the spaceship, guy. Man. He's got everything.
Spaceship, he busts my window. He owns a Switch too. No, thank you. Go. Leave. Yeah, yeah, leave.
Of ire and jealousy on that. I'm tapping, by the way. I don't think I can watch this anymore.
No, I'm done. Oh my God. I'm done. I'm 100% done.
Oh, yeah. No, he has
Musique, Michel Legrand. No, thank you.
Yeah. They're kicking the oxygen towards each other.
Yeah.
But they're carrying it on, carrying on their wayward oxygen sons.
Well, that was a weird find, John.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you thought so on there. I figured that would give you a glimpse. You know, like sometimes we just got to be reminded what the meaning of life is. And yeah. the French are there to make sure we know that.
Yep.
In their way.
Yep. I don't know. Yep. Thanks, France. But also, fuck off, France. Enough of that. Enough of that.
Well, that is the end of like that. That's the video I had to show you. You now know what it is.
Yep, I do. Like as a co-host, I now know what it was.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. But that's Video Death Loop. If you like the show, if you like what you heard and saw from this, from our glimpse of joy into the human body, you can, we do this, nearly every week. We got like, you switching over between like us, and, like us as co-hosts on there. You can, rate us on your favorite podcasting platform, 5 stars or thumbs or whatever they use.
I mean, oxygen molecules, like
yeah,
as a little man or just as a ball, give us five little oxygen mans. I'll take that.
Yeah,
as long as there's five of them.
Yeah, only five, no more, no less. Unless it's like IMDb, which okay, you can go to 10. You can go all the way to 10 on that.
Yeah, the maximum, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, if you don't like us, the maximum. I don't know. Vote your heart. Vote your heart. But why wouldn't you like us the maximum? We're nice guys.
Come on.
We're nice guys. Come on.
We'll
peer pressure you in.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. You wouldn't hit a podcast with glasses, would you?
No, we're both wearing glasses, I promise you.
I'm adjusting them right now as we speak. Questions at Video Death Loop. You can ask the questions. If you have your own videos to suggest, I guarantee that Aaron will get to it there. So if that's a good idea, if you want him to know the video, but not John, me, the host this week to know it, that's your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Questions at videodeathloop.com. I will get to it.
Yeah. Aaron, do you have anything else to add to this week?
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.